a certain amount of that going on anyway. But I'm wondering, is that possible for us to collectively merge? And I'm also wondering about your experience, whether there's still a sense of individuality amidst the collectiveness of who you are.
Well, since everything is vibration, then of course that is possible. But we would like more definition from you about what that collective merging feels like in the physical sense. Are you talking about having such harmony with a cluster of other physical beings? What do you mean?
The experience I have that is like that comes from recreation with people, with friends, and finding that collectively we can move as one. Sometimes I will think a thought and someone else will act it out.
Well, then you are showing yourself that it is possible. In other words, there are a lot of ways to think of this merging. When we talk about allowing yourself to be who you are, or allowing yourself to see the world through the eyes of Source, we're really talking about tuning yourself back into the frequency of your Source energy. That's what Esther achieves in a gathering like this. She quiets her mind, allows the vibration of her being to raise to the vibration that is Abraham, and then there is a seamless understanding between that which is Esther and that which is Abraham. And so, in the same way that everyone has the facility to do that, then if you think about it in that way, if you as individuals were to meditate, pet your cat, release thoughts that feel negative, bring yourself deliberately into vibrational alignment with who you really are. When you individually come into vibrational alignment with who you really are, now you have become that collective consciousness. And so now, as you are connected in that way, and now pursuing your life in physical form with others who have also done that, then what you are talking about is exactly the case. That's what you sometimes see in the basketball team that has gelled in that way. That's what they often mean when they say that they are in the zone. It's what couples experience when they are tuned in and they feel like their insight into one another is so deep that they feel like there is no separation between one and the other. It's why someone else can finish your sentence. It's why it can become so satisfying to have a relationship where you so completely know one another. But we want you to never lose sight of the idea that while that sounds blissful and wonderful, and alignment with your Source truly is what you're all seeking, that it is also a wonderful thing that you deviate in your asking from your physical format, because it is only out of that variety that new ideas can be born. In other words, if we were really only all of one mind, then there would not be the variety that gives birth to yet the new improved idea. And so that's why you were willing to go from your collective conscious status. Do you know that that's what it's like for us in physical form? We are a party that hangs around together just like you were describing, where we are of one mind, you see? But then you said, I'll go forth and I am willing in my physical, human, leading edge, brilliant, genius, creative form, I'm willing to deviate from the perfection of that alignment and mix it up with the variety of others who are seeing life in different ways for the purpose of seeing how far we can finally tune this expanding world, you see. And so, don't worry. In other words, you'll never get everyone on your wavelength. And that is a very good thing. And you will come into vibrational alignment fully with who you are when you finally embrace the idea of their differences. In other words, that's the strongest point of alignment that we would like anyone to achieve. If you could get to the place where you could look out into a divergent world, even aware of things that you don't know, you do not want to personally live, and you just assume nobody else did either, but you rise above the nitty-gritty of trying to choose for them, and instead you say, I choose not for others, I choose only for me, but I condemn others not for what they choose. Oh, when you reach that place, that you are tuned in, tapped in, turned on with who you are and allowing their differences, then your enemies, who are non-existent, become these delicious co-creative variety beings that you appreciate with every particle of your being, your vibrational being, because you understand the value.